You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Tomorrow marks the opening of one of Zoo Boise's most ambitious projects to date. The 2.5-acre Gorongosa National Park exhibit will debut to the public. Zoo Boise has been partnering with the Gorongosa National Park in Mozambique, Africa for several years now. Well, that partnership will now include a new zoo exhibit that features baboons, hyenas, warthogs, Nile crocodiles, and some other animals too. But it's more than just a chance to see exotic animals. Joining us live in studio is Gene Peacock. He is the executive director of Zoo Boise. Good to have you in the show.
Great. Thank you for having me here.
So let's talk about Gorongosa National Park in Africa. What is that connection to Zoo Boise?
So Gorongosa National Park is in Mozambique, Africa. It is, and it has been, one of the most diverse locations on the planet as far as wildlife goes. Mozambique was a Portuguese colony for a long time, and then when Mozambique gained independence, the country was plunged into civil war. Mm. And the people that lived in and around what is Gorongosa National Park, they had to survive during the war, and so they survived on the wildlife. And once the war was over and the country started to rebound, a local Idaho native, Greg Carr, got involved. I believe he met Nelson Mandela back in the early 2000s and the then president of Mozambique, and they talked about Gorongosa National Park and why it was such an important park. And so Greg got involved and he started the Gorongosa Restoration Project. And then around 2008 or 2009, my predecessor, Steve Burns, went to Gorongosa, met Greg, and Zoo Boise became involved in it starting then.
And so fast forward about 10 years, and you have this exhibit. So we talk a lot about the animals. I mean, this crocodile, right? I mean, my kids can't wait to see this crocodile. But it's more than just seeing new animals at the park.
Right, right. The people do come to the zoo because they want to see the animals.
Of course.
But we've really designed this exhibit to accomplish several things. Number one, we want to bring a little piece of Gorongosa to Boise so people can understand what the park is about. The park has a long history. In the 40s, 50s, and 60s, celebrities from all over the world came there to go on safari and to experience the wildlife. And so we're trying to tell the story of Gorongosa then and now. In addition to the wildlife, we want to tell the story of the people. One of the things that Greg has done with his restoration project and the foundation is they're trying to give the people that live in and around the park alternatives for survival. Mozambique is a very, very poor country. And in a lot of the African nations, poaching is what, you know, is their income.
Mm-hmm.
And so what Greg has done is he has worked to really try to develop industries that center around the park, in the park, and for the people around the park. And so he's done things like develop Gorongosa coffee, developing tourism to bring people to the park, really working with the farmers, clinics, schools, girls' clubs. And they're doing programs to educate Mozambicans to give back so that the park is a way of survival and everything connected to the park versus poaching and exploiting the park.
We're talking with Gene Peacock. He's the executive director of Zoo Boise. And as you noticed, talking about the new Gorongosa National Park exhibit that officially opens to the public tomorrow. So this aspect of conservation, Gene, Zoo Boise has raised a lot of money over the years for Gorongosa. How will the new exhibit help with this?
Well, you're right. Zoo Boise is, for a zoo our size, they are one of the pioneers in zoos raising money for conservation in the AZA, which is the Association of Zoos and Aquariums. About 10 to 12% of our annual budget goes to conservation. So how does this exhibit tie into it? Number one, we build a new exhibit, more people are going to come to the zoo. 50 cents of every zoo admission fee goes to conservation. When you come to the zoo, you get the little coins.
Oh, my kids love the coins.
People love the coins. And so you get to pick a project. So all of that, just the act of coming to the zoo and buying a ticket and coming into the gate, You are generating money that is solely for conservation. We do other things in the zoo when you feed the giraffes, feed the animals at the farm, feed our sloth bear Podgy. Those are all things, that money all goes to conservation.
Oh, it does.
Mm-hmm. And we're trying to do some new things that we'll be announcing. We're letting the animals get used first to the exhibits and let the crowd settle in. But we'll be doing new things in Gorongosa to also do that. In addition, the Friends of Zoo Boise Board, when this project was decided, they passed a mandate that 10% of the total construction cost has to be raised to go solely for conservation. So construction for this exhibit is about $6 to $7 million. So there's $600,000 to $700,000 went solely for conservation as part of the total of the amount raised. So just coming to the zoo and seeing this exhibit is going to generate money for conservation.
And that's a real cultural shift within zoos when you look at the conservation aspect.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Back when I first started going to the zoos, it was, you know, you go to see the animals because, you know, as a kid, I watched Wild Kingdom on TV and things like that. So you went to the zoo to see those animals. Well, now the zoos have evolved to really promote that conservation message and to educate the visitors. And when you come through this exhibit, I encourage you to read the graphics, because some of the story we've talked about so far, we're telling that story in the graphics. And it's all about making connections and developing empathy. And so you can see that the folks that live in Mozambique around Gorongosa on the other side of the world are not that different from us. And they want the same things as us. And they have the same issues and problems as us. And what we can do here with our resources is help them.
All right, let's talk about this crocodile before I let you go.
So the animals.
Yeah. Right. Okay, so you've got baboons, warthogs, but the crocodile, is she the star of the show right now?
Well, we've done some soft openings this week, and we've already had, you know, well over 1,000 people come through and see it. And she ranks pretty high. She's a 7.5-foot Nile crocodile.
She's behind glass and stuff,
well,
right? I mean, tell me about.
She's not behind glass, but we have an exhibit designed, and all of these exhibits, you can get really close to the animals, but it's safe. And she's about 7.5 feet long, and she'll grow over the next decade or so and top out at about 12 to 14 feet.
Holy!
So she'll be a big girl.
Okay, you just keep her safe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Will you be adding other animals as over time, or is this it?
Well, for this exhibit, this is it. We get these guys in, and the keepers learn the routine. The people really come and enjoy this exhibit, and then we kind of go from there.
I want to thank you so much for coming in today.
Absolutely. Happy to come and talk to you.
I tell you, looking forward to that exhibit. We've been speaking with Gene Peacock. He's the executive director of Zoo Boise. The Gorongosa National Park exhibit opens officially tomorrow. Thank you so much for joining us for Idaho Matters today. Always appreciate all of you taking time out of your day to be a part of this program. My producers, Samantha Wright and Frankie Barnhill, our associate producers, Hannah Gardosky. I'm Gemma Gaudet. It's Tuesday. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.